Good morning, KXOJ.
Hey, is this Dave?
Yes.
Dave, Matthew West, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Well, how you doing? Wait, there's somebody else here. Oh, hey, Heather, how you doing?
I'm good. All right, that's enough of that.
I'm sorry. It's funny, we were actually...
Like Night at the Roxbury for a minute.
We're just talking about how we first met you. Like, we both could remember the moment that we each had first met you. That's how impactful meeting you was, I guess.
Changed my life forever.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Did it start by saying, how you doing?
No.
Thankfully, no. No, you came by the station and we interviewed you. And this was way back before everybody was wearing scarves. Like, you were just wearing one because it was cold out. But you had done that thing where you fold it in half and loop it back through. But this was before anybody was doing that. And I watched you do it and I'm like, can you show me how you did that?
You did. So Matthew West.
So it did change my life forever.
It kind of did.
I thought you were going to say, like, man, we couldn't, you know, the first time we met you, you just said something so profound.
Nope.
Closer to the heart of God. And instead, I taught you how to wear a scarf.
And your wife had taught you. So really, it was your wife that made the impression on me.
And Heather, tell him what impact he made on me.
Oh, you made Dave a hamburger.
I did. I know, Dave. That's the other thing I thought you were going to say. So the bottom line is, man, I know how to leave a first impression.
He changes lives.
It's all about fashion and food.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited to see you on April the 11th. And, man, you got a nice little present coming along with you. His name is Colton Dixon.
Oh, are you kidding? He's unbelievable. The guy knows how to wear a scarf. Let me
tell you. Look at that. He did the full circle thing, Heather.
Have you been picking up some fashion tips from him? Because he's young and hip, you know?
Yeah, he is so young and so hip, and his hair is like the talk of the tour. Last night in our autograph line after the show,
yeah.
this girl comes through the line and brought a Colton Dixon like lookalike doll.
But oh, no.
The funny thing was, it was a horse. She's like, and the horse had this big white mane.
Yeah,
which
standing
looked
up.
Like a mohawk. And look, Colton, it looks just like you. And I was like, that's a horse. I said, yeah, Colton, you do look just like a horse. But the funniest thing is that every night somebody asks if they can touch his hair.
Oh, every night?
Yeah. Nobody's ever asked me that, guys. I don't know.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Heather's like, don't touch my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I keep trying to wear it different ways to see if it'll make somebody want to reach out and touch the mane.
Touch someone.
Stick with scarves. You'll be fine.
Stick with the scarves.
Can I touch your scarf?
See? Have you gotten that one yet?
No. I don't wear scarves. So now your listeners are like... Yeah. Does Matthew wear a scarf?
I said it was cold out. It was cold out.
It was a precursor. Man, do you see how definitive it was that do not think I wear scarves? I'm just going to say it out.
I just don't want to set any false expectations. If somebody sees me out on the street in Tulsa on the day of the show and they're like, oh, man, I'm so disappointed. Matthew was scarfless today.
You could throw all kinds of stuff out there. He loves to wear a fedora, everyone. He wears it on every show.
An ascot, maybe.
He will definitely have one of those on April the 11th.
He's got a corncob pipe and a button nose.
Oh, my word. What else are we going to tell him about? Oh, we had a great game with you last week. You helped us give us some trivia questions, so we had the Nobody's Keeping Score game.
Yeah, and it's my kind of game, I got to tell you.
Oh, it was fun. And,
that's a great game, because that's one I could actually win if nobody's keeping score.
Yeah.
Did you get some winners?
Oh, yeah. We had 5 winners. Each got a pair of tickets to the concert with you and Colton.
Nice.
And there was only one that we actually did end up using it. The one, the toenail one.
Oh, yeah. That kind of grossed me out a little.
Yeah,
but
we weren't
going to
use that, but we ended up using
that. What was it again? Tell me what it was.
That you don't collect toenails. Right? Was it collected?
Yeah, it was like the thing that he did not collect.
It was like, and you're like, do I or don't I?
Yeah. But the one that kind of threw me off was a place where you like to vacation, because it was confusing to me, because there was it Colorado?
Uh-huh, and Florida.
And there was Florida, and then the Iceland was the wrong answer. But like Iceland's supposed to be great. So who wouldn't want to, you know?
Well, the only, I just put that down because somebody I know went to Iceland and it was during like some kind of season where there's like this crazy amount of flies.
I wasn't expecting that.
I thought you were going to say ice.
No, it was like flies. I mean, it was like flies all over the place.
Okay.
I think it was Iceland. Maybe it wasn't Iceland.
It wasn't even Iceland at all.
Maybe it was Flyslin.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. That's
terrible.
You know,
that's terrible.
Well, you had the joke about the maybe center too, and maybe we don't want you to maybe come. We want you to definitely come to the show. I thought that was pretty funny.
I did not think it was funny. That, like, we've heard that so many times. Don't use that at your show, okay?
Oh, I'm totally using it.
Yeah. See, Heather, I knew he would have that attitude about it.
You gotta be fearless in your cheesy dad jokes, man. You gotta just, because you know what? And that's it. That's what I have now. That's my only arsenal.
Yeah.
Now that I've got a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old daughter.
Oh, uh-huh. They know everything.
It just comes out of me.
Yeah.
These jokes that aren't funny. They just they were designed to make a 9-year-old roll her eyes. I don't know why. It's, you know, maybe my scarf is on too tight or something. But.
See, there you go, perpetuating the myth.
Sorry.
About the scarf. No, that's okay. You're doing it. We don't feel bad about it. The only other question was that, you know, you had to get wrong was about, the things that you're concerned about are that kind of freak you out. One of them was your kids getting old enough to date. That kind of freaks you out. The wrong answer, I think, was clowns. But I have a little advice. Just kind of roll with the tide as far as the dating thing goes. It'll happen different for each one because I've got a couple of girls now.
Well, so. It's not going to happen at 9, is it?
No.
Not so far.
Because I ain't rolling with that tide.
No.
I hear you, man. I just, you know, just the thought of them being old enough.
Yeah.
And dad having to, you know, lay down the law.
How would you lay down the law, Matt?
Well, I mean,
like, what would it be?
Make sure that the boy she's wanting to date never hears this interview.
Okay.
If she hears this recording of this interview,
the
boy hears it, it'll be like, wait, the guy wears a fedora and a scarf every day.
He's like, I can take him.
This is going to be easy. I can take him.
Piece of cake. All right. So saying the guy doesn't hear it. Like, because when my daughter first, I put on like my A shirt, made sure that I had just done a few curls, and maybe a few push-ups. But here's what happened. When I got to the door, the dude was like 6'8", and he himself had actually been working out at the gym.
Oh,
so,
man.
And I'm like, you guys have a good time. I think that's what I ended up saying.
Oh, man, that's when I got to go and call the police.
You ain't taking my girl anywhere. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, for real, we're excited to see you guys. And what's something, maybe a little sneak peek into what we're going to see or hear that night?
I'm really excited. You already mentioned Colton. I brought along another friend of mine as a bit of a surprise. He's been, for the last several years, he's been a member of Toby Mac's Diverse City Band.
It's
Mr. Talkbox.
Yeah.
And now he's a solo artist, and I met him. We were doing some shows together and on New Year's Eve at a big youth conference, and the crowd was just going nuts over him. And I was like, hey, why don't you come out with me and Colton and do a couple songs and play a couple songs in my set? And so he's coming out on the tour as well.
Cool.
And man, it's an awesome night, and we had a great time the last time we were at the Baby Center, and I've got a new record that's about to be released just shortly after the concert.
Awesome.
So the crowd in Tulsa is going to get to hear a couple of the new songs and the stories behind them. As you guys, maybe your listeners are familiar, I've been, 6 years ago, I started writing songs inspired by people's stories. And
yeah.
It was just a simple idea, and I thought, well, maybe God could use this. I don't know how, but let's see how this happens. And 6 years later, I've collected 40,000 stories and counting.
Wow.
And I've made not just one record, but 3 records where every song's been inspired by somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
True story. So,
it's so cool.
You, here's a vivid memory I have of our last visit to the Maybe Center. My dad travels with us, and at the end of our concerts, we give an invitation, and we make prayer and just parent counseling available at the end of our show every night. And my dad kind of spearheads that, and he's out there praying with people. He's got volunteers with them. We had a young man come forward at our concert who was moved by a song called Hello, My Name Is, and the story behind it of a young man who decided to fight addiction, really, and God changed his life. Now he's a high school teacher, and we had a guy come forward for prayer at that very concert and talk to my dad and decide that he was ready to get into a recovery program as well.
And
trust the Lord with his life.
Wow.
So when you ask, like, what I'm excited about at our concert, it's that. It's more than the music. It's more than the song. It's more than the lights and the smoke. I mean, we've worked really hard to create a concert that we hope people will walk away going, man, that's the best one I've seen.
Right.
At the end of the day, if that's all that they say, then we will have missed it. What we really hope people walk away today with, man, I feel different. I feel changed because I was in God's presence for the night, and
that's cool.
And that's when we're all going to be changed. So that's why, I mean, I was excited to talk to you guys today, too, because I had that memory of how the Lord worked in that young man's life the last time we were in Tulsa, and we can't wait to come back again and see what God has planned.
That's so neat, and that I just think it's really cool that your dad comes along. I mean, what a cool thing that you guys get to share together.
My family's going to be with me in Tulsa. You're going to see my wife and my daughters are with me.
Cool.
It's awesome, man. I mean, you asked me about dating. The solution right now is never let them out of my sight.
There you go.
Stay on the road all the time.
But we started homeschooling, and the reason we did that is so that I didn't have to be away from them so much.
Yeah.
So that they could have a dad, and so that we could be in ministry together. And so we're going to see the world together and hang out in Tulsa for the day. And we can't wait for this concert. I think it's April 11th.
11th,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be epic. So I appreciate you guys bringing us in. And you guys are always so supportive to us, man. And your listeners are the best.
Well, we love you, man. And the other thing, I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned, there was a, I know you don't like to brag about yourself, but there was a big award that you won recently, a songwriting award.
Oh, yeah, it was very nice. It was very nice.
What was the name of that award?
It was called the Greatest Songwriter in the History of the World Award.
Wow.
I just am so humbled. No, I'm just kidding.
Heather was like, really, Dave? I'm like, no, it's not the name of the award, Heather. But I didn't remember the exact name of it. But it was for songwriting. And
you're like, wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
You're thinking to yourself, well, he's not that good.
I mean, ever in the world?
Anyway, congratulations on that, Matthew.
Oh, thank you. It was ASCAP.
Yes, that's what it was.
Of the year, and it's, you know.
That's huge, man. ASCAP Songwriter of the Year, Heather. That's like a multi.
Yes, quite an accomplishment.
It was.
I'm grateful. I have a passion for songwriting.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was cooking you burgers in the parking lot.
Yummy.
That was what started this whole thing for me. Was I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and nobody would give me a record deal. Nobody thought I was cool enough. That's a long story, but I'll tell you now. Look at me. I'm wearing a scarf. I think much cooler than that.
What else can we put on his head? Yeah.
For 4 years, I just worked in Nashville and worked as a songwriter and worked behind the scenes and wrote songs for other people.
Hmm.
And so radio stations were playing my songs, but other people were singing them.
Yeah.
And that was my beginning. And now I see it as, you know, it's so amazing how many times we look back in our lives and something wasn't happening the way we thought it should, and yet it was going exactly according to God's plan.
That's so cool.
You know? So I'm thankful the Lord just, you know, put a dream in my heart and a passion for songwriting and communicating the love of Jesus through songs. And now all these years later, I can't believe I still get to do it. So we're going to bring that joy and passion to the Maybe Center.
Woo!
And maybe
you will see me there for sure.
Thanks, Matthew, for your time. We appreciate
Matthew
it. You're
West,
always
everybody.
So fun to talk to.